Okay. Any question? Good. Where are we? What are we talking about? This was a simple and easy question. The only thing you should have done for this is something like this. We did that. Where are we? We are here. That was one, two, three, and four. Boom. Book five, not like that. Because he is explaining a non-explainable, not understandable illusion of human being. There is such a thing which we are bewildered. Means we know it's there and we know we don't understand it. So we have to understand something to do something with this. What is this? This is stepping out of the logical mind, right? Because we have something extra. Logical mind, we understand, is here. But we have something in here. We have something in our heart. Label it, name it. It's passion. It's appreciation of beauty. It's appreciation of honesty. It's understanding a lot of stuff which is not logical. And at the end of all of that, the main subject is love. What is love? We know it's there. We know we don't understand it. But we know we could approach it. We know we could learn it. Like what? Like the beauty. Beauty is a complicated stuff. Believe me, you. Because, oh, how many years I tried to create it, because that was my job. Very complicated. And honestly, it's not explainable. It's not like mathematics. You go to school, you go higher school, you go to the college. But painting is not like that. Painting is started just lines and this figure and that and that. And it takes years. And in everything that was simple, you should start, and it takes a long time to write. In art, it's not like that. You start, and suddenly, boom, it could explode right at the beginning. Or you could start and go on, and never be there. That's the art faculty. This is the philosophy of that. It's not now. It has been always like this, because we know the trick. But we have a school, and in that school, they teach art. The minimum everybody learns is appreciation of existing art. Creating it, you need that special talent, which could be given to you or not. But knowing it, appreciating it, is something. Therefore, there are some people who go to college. Name the college. How about mathematics? He goes to mathematics in college and studies mathematics. At the same time, he's going to another college, which is philosophy and literature. And at the same time, he goes to fine art faculty. To do what? To learn this stuff and learn that. You could learn the art. You could learn the love. Yes. How? Do you remember you wanted to be a painter? The first thing was take this pencil. Lines, right? That was the beginning. Exactly is here. You want to know what art is? Try to be kind. That's simple. Like having a pencil and drawing the simple line. It starts like that. Then you, because it's not something you understand, but you will develop a special feeling for it. That's how passion starts. That's one side of it. And there is a more important part to that learning. Going to college. What does that mean, going to college? Learning a specialty, right, means you are a part of a group going together. And that's the most important part of learning painting. If you do just this, okay, go ahead and your teacher will come. But if there are five of you, and you're doing this and watching the other and talking about it, then you learn much faster. Do you understand that? It's the same thing in other stuff. One of the best examples is meditation. All the stuff that they do in meditation, what is that? If you study it carefully, observe it. Distance. You will see a group of people, they do something together first. For doing that something together, they dress up the same because they want to let go of this ego. Me? No me. We. So they dress like each other. Their movement is like each other. And as an observer, you will see what? You will see a group of people, not one. Nobody is showing him or herself. Because everybody is letting go of me and sticking to this we. And like a magic, ask them. I hope you don't need to ask, you have the experience. A special feeling happens over there when a group of people are even doing this, painting a mandala, or whatever, or curling around. The idea is what? To have that special feeling, which is not me, is me and we. That's one of the things that we need, we understand. So, he is talking about this, and he goes from this to that, to that, to that, to that. Not a very special order, but he's explaining how to get close to this stuff which is not explainable. How to understand that, yes, there is something, we don't understand it, but we know it's there, and we know it's lovely, and we know we could try. It could happen. Period. This is what this is. The last story we hear was about what? Was about prophecy. Do you remember? There was this guy who said, I'm prophet. And the king asked him, what did you have for lunch? He said, if I had lunch, I wouldn't claim this. He said, then, what are you doing? You are silly to be prophet of these people. He said, no, it's not for these people, because these people are silly. Prophecy is something else. It's confusion. It's something that you should go and learn and learn and learn to get the point. But it's not something to understand. At the end of that story, up to here, who is this here prophet? Is he a silly man? Or he is a very wise man? He is a very wise man in claiming something unreal, but he is explaining that unreal stuff. About that explanation, tonight we have a better example. There is this lover. Oh, a lover arrived with the beloved. What should the lover do? What should the lover do? If suddenly beloved opens the door, you come in, what should you do? But what you should not do, you know that, right? How about show off? Staying over there and talking about the subject. What is the subject? I'm that good lover, I'm this, I'm that. That's show off. This is why we are always trying to somehow control that ego, because everywhere the enemy comes out of me. My enemy is here. This is the main thing, which is not simple to understand, is it? Ask your brain. Who loves you the most? Me. So I'm my lover, I'm my beloved, I love myself. Shall I go? This is the brain which is talking always like this. But we know that my enemy is me. My problem is me. My problem is born with me. This universe? Oh yes, I always blame it this and that and that and that. But this universe is lovely and is helping me, gave me everything, I'm living. My problem is, what is really my problem? Can you say it with one word? Choice. That's my problem. Choice. Choices for the animal are simple. Are automatic, because the choice is for me. We are we. So we should think for we, and it's difficult because that I is always in each of us and trying to jump out. That we, that feeling, that special connection. That's what we are looking for. So let's see this enemy, Peter.
The story of the lover who is recounting to his beloved his acts of service and loyalty and the long nights their sides heave up from their beds, and the long days of want and parching thirst. And he was saying, I know not any service besides these. If there is any service, if there is any other service, direct me, for I submit to whatever submit